summer. He warned me that a wandering man was born to wander. Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. And he tried to tell me so, but I didn't wanna know. And he tried to let me go, but I
This is literally anything for now, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO.
We need a
Medford.
New name.
Touch
we need a new name.
Call in today if you want to give us a new name.
Yeah, we need a new name.
Because as you can tell, literally anything for now was a
for now. It was,
it was
for now.
But
hence the for now.
Exactly.
So today we're going to do some talking.
Yes, we're going to do some talking. Because we feel
we
like we've been boring, and now we kind of have the hang of it. Finally, TUPD let us swipe in.
So yeah, oh yeah, we swiped in today. It was awesome.
It's snowing.
It is snowing.
Pretty crazy.
There was like one little tiny piece of snow in the air today.
And Max and I stopped. That's why we're late. I'm sorry. I know it's 12:04, but it was literally, we stopped in the middle of the road because we were like...
I know everybody's like... Where were they?
I've been waiting for 2 minutes. Where are you?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we'll put on a song for
yeah,
now.
Yeah, let's put on a song.
All right.
Wait.
It might take us a minute. One
yeah,
second.
That might take us a minute.
We'll
see.
I'm just gonna turn it off.
So yeah, if you have any ideas about what we should talk about today, call in and let us know.
Yeah, please do.
Wait, let me...
Wait. Okay.
Let me know.
Oh, are we still in the air?
Oh, yeah.
I'm still
we're on the air.
So anyway.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shoot. Sorry about that. Oof. Okay, we're good.
Okay, I'm about to play a song. Ready?
Yeah, say the name.
This is Honeybee by Unknown Mortal Orchestra. This is a great song.
All right.
Let me turn it up. Crank that. Oh, there it is.
Is my sound up?
Oh, yeah.
pickup, take it down to LA, find a place to call my own and try to fix up, start a brand new day. The woman I'm thinking of, she loved me all up, but I'm so down today. She's so fine, she's in my mind, I hear her call.
Okay, hello. We're gonna talk for a minute.
So, I love that song. It's one of my favorite songs ever.
Yes, I'm a big Neil Young fan.
Oh,
I don't know
too.
If my dad is listening right now, but if he is, he would be kind of annoyed with me because he's not a big Neil Young fan.
Why doesn't your dad like Neil Young?
Okay, we can talk about this.
It's messed up.
Yeah. Well, he's the youngest. This is so funny. If he's listening, I feel like he'd be cracking up right now. But he is the youngest of like three brothers. And I feel like his brothers were much more into like 70s music because mm-hmm. they were older. And he was like more of an 80s child.
Right.
And I feel like he rejects, I mean, he likes a lot of 70s music, but I think he rejects kind of the like typical, stereotypical 70s music. Like,
I can
tell you my uncles would love that song. But
yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
I just love, like, I love the harmonica.
Yes, me too. That song's really good. It's, like, super calm and stuff.
Yeah.
I just, like, discovered all this Neil Young. I need to pull up my playlist because maybe we should play some more.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, shit. Oh, shoot. Guys, I'm having a real problem. It's so bad.
I'm so sorry to our listeners.
I know. I really...
Hopefully the FCC is not listening.
Yeah. Or else we're going to get it with that fine. And we don't have any money, so...
No, we don't.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm going to try to find... Yeah, so like... Well, okay, I feel like I didn't really know the song, but I feel like it must be a classic, My My Hey Hey. Do you know that song? Mm-hmm. Out of Blue. Good song. I really liked that song when I heard it.
Yeah.
On the Beach was weirdly like, kind of gave me like Led Zeppelin vibes.
Oh, I love Led Zeppelin. You like Led Zeppelin.
Yes, so do I. That's okay, so crazy. I'm like selling my dad short. Like he loves Led Zeppelin. He like
you
really
love
likes.
The song. You love my favorite Led Zeppelin song, Since I've Been Loving You.
Yes, that's my favorite Led Zeppelin song. Well, I know, but I also really like When the Levee Breaks. It's like, such a good song.
Yeah, that's true.
Should we play? Or should we keep talking?
Well,
yeah.
Should we play a Led Zeppelin song?
I mean, we could. I mean, we could play that live version that you showed me.
I feel like it's too crazy for radio.
Yeah. Also, like, who knows if that's like.
I'm
sure it's clean.
I feel like it's really, like, so
that was
loud.
Like,
it's so loud.
Well, we could try
Friday at noon.
That was also like such a bonding moment for us. I feel like.
Oh yeah.
We were in an Uber on the way to Boston University with a group of people.
So
remember?
True. We listened to that song and everyone like was like,
"Couples, how we met" story. That's like, that's what it sounds like.
But and then I knew I wanted to do radio.
Aww, that's what I knew. I found my radio partner. And then we like played. What else? We played that. I just want to see how many people are listening. Okay, we haven't dropped any listeners so far, so this is good. That's when we also played the Simon and Garfunkel. That song is so good.
Oh,
Overs,
my God.
Guys. That's like
the best song ever.
Yeah, so obscure. I didn't really know it at all until recently.
That's one of my favorite songs.
Oh, my dad is listening and he said, not true. Neil Young is just whiny. He said, some
so
70s music
true.
Is just a little too 70s. Sorry, Dad. I agree with you. It's like, you can cross the border, but actually it's weird because I feel like my dad really likes some 70s music that's like a little too much for me. Like, I'm like, it's just like the, that's not true. I like that music too. Like, I'm thinking of like Shambhala.
We also have to play, my mom sent in some recommendations.
Yeah.
I don't really know how I would classify these songs.
What are the songs?
Well, two of them are by the B-52s.
Okay, not familiar.
I'm not really familiar either. But she said that they're very underrated.
Okay, let's try it.
One of them is Martha Wainwright, which I had a very hard time finding on the streaming service that I'm using.
Which we will not name. Oh my God, yes, I love the first song, which has like what all song? The words are cuss words, so I can't say it, but that song's really good. I heard it in, what's it called? The show, Big Little Lies. It's such a good song, but it's like the most, it's the most explicit song. We can't play it, but it's really good.
It is snowing, by the way.
Guys, it's snowing.
Caitlin just texted. And we're holed up in here doing radio.
Yeah, well, it's fun. I'm happy. We're going to get some picante after.
Oh, yeah.
For one of us.
Yeah. One of us can't eat picante.
Yeah, it's
anymore.
Fine. Maybe have hit our picante limit.
Okay, wait. So what should we do?
I don't
know. Should we play Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, or we should, yes. And then we can play Overs.
Okay.
Yeah, good move.
Idea.
All right.
Let's get it queued up.
Okay.
But anyway, how's your week been, Lily?
It's been really good. Yeah, it's been good. I'm trying to think what happened. It's been kind of weird, like, to get... I feel like I'm hitting the point where I'm just, like, not... Like, I just, like, don't want to do
Me
any
too.
More
I
work.
I haven't done any work for the past, week.
Yes, I'm at the... Okay, so I feel like...
I haven't not been in the library.
Yeah.
I've just been,
me too. College,
The thing is, like, I don't have any work.
Yeah.
Like, I have work that's due at the end of next week.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
And so next week is going to be really bad.
College comes in waves, and, like, I'm at the point where,
that's
like,
so
I don't have anything right now, but I know that, like, I literally have, like, 3 essays due right before Thanksgiving, and I know that they're all going to hit.
I have so much work due.
I know.
Before Thanksgiving.
And I know
and
I
like, just around that time, I'm going to be so stressed. Yeah. It's going to be terrible.
Me too.
I don't know why I'm doing this to myself, now, but I also could have just like done it this week and,
yeah,
and
yeah.
like gotten a head start.
But absolutely.
I'm not physically capable. Like that's not,
yeah.
that's just
yeah.
not something that I can't start.
I err on the side of procrastination. Something.
Yeah.
I do make myself, especially in college, start early because that's how you have to do it. But like
I never,
it's like I don't know. I like would like to start later. In high school, I was much more of a procrastinator, I think.
Really?
I mean, no, like I did everything. I never like didn't really turn anything.
No, I was a really, really bad procrastinator.
Really? I just
school.
Like started essays like pretty late
yeah.
in the game.
Yeah. If yeah. my mom's listening.
I'm yeah. Well, listening. I know my dad's listening.
But, so. Oh, yeah.
He texted me. He said, yeah. my dad predicted. Guys, I'm so sorry. This show is basically for our parents.
Yeah, literally. no, but I just have the worst work ethic in the whole
yes.
world.
Yeah. It's bad. I just am someone who's like, I'm so content, like not just like going to class and then like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Just like, I don't,
it's like that work.
I want to take it easy. Me. Exactly. It's like, I just, yeah. I don't know. There's something about Tufts also, I will say, I don't know about, so to our listeners,
oh yeah,
so maybe we should explain
I don't
who
know
we
if
are.
Our listeners know this, but we are transfers.
Yes. We are both transfer
we
students.
Just,
oh my,
what did I just do?
Guys, sorry. I did something and something weird came up on the internet. We're fine. Okay. we are both transfers. And, so yeah, I,
so we just got here.
Yeah. So we're sophomores, but we are figuring it out at Tufts. But I will say, like, compared, oh my God, like, you can see the snow. That's insane.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
It's what? Fluttering? What's the word?
Oh,
I don't know what people say.
I don't know.
It's like some very light, but it's insane. It's like snowing right now, yeah. legitimately. But anyway, what I was saying is like I feel like at Tulane, it felt that's where I came from. It feels mm-hmm. much more like it felt much more like a legitimate college experience. Whereas like here, I feel like I'm just like living my life. Like I think maybe it has to do with
yes.
being
oh,
in
yeah,
like
we
an apartment.
About today, yeah.
yeah, but I just feel like I'm just like. I feel like I'm a 20-something year old. Like, I just am, like,
yeah,
living
I definitely
my life,
feel
cook
less,
meals for myself.
I definitely feel less, like,
in college.
I'm, like, in college.
Yeah, I think here. It's because also, like, things have calmed down since freshman year. But
that's
like,
true.
And
there's
classes,
something, yeah, there's
yeah.
something about freshman year that's we, just, like,
yes.
really annoying.
And we were also talking about Tufts, and we were saying, like, we love Tufts because I feel like at other schools, it's very much all about the school you go to. Like,
yeah. Like, I went to Wellesley before this, and, like, and if, yeah. if anybody's listening who likes Wellesley,
what's the Wellesley mascot?
I don't know. I
we didn't even
no
get
idea.
That in our year.
I don't think that they have a mascot.
Should I look it up really quickly?
It's like Wellesley Blue or something.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, look it up.
It's probably something like I know like all the women's colleges have these like kind of not to be rude but like lame mascot. like Barnard's is the dancing bear.
Good dancing bear.
Yeah, Wellesley's mascot is oh my god, you're right, it doesn't have a mascot.
Yep.
They just call their like their athletes the Blue.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So how
dumb.
Crazy.
So
Wellesley.
Dumb.
Anyway,
what's the Tufts? Oh,
go Bows. but yeah, but we were saying, I feel like, yeah, it's just like at college, it's like at Tulane, for example, it was all about Tulane, like New Orleans. Like it was like
yeah.
being here, like Tufts is just so removed and like, it's very chill.
Well, maybe that's just also because like how we interact with like the school.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Yeah. I do think we're probably coming at it from a different angle.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But
it has its perks and its drawbacks, but I think it's a perk because like that way I just feel like it's like so calm and I can just like go to class and like I don't, you know what I mean? It's just
yeah.
like I don't feel like it's so hard to explain.
I also think like part of it is living in a suite instead of
yeah.
a dorm.
Yes, yes.
There's something so nice about
yeah.
having a kitchen.
Yes, right. And having like a bathroom to yourself.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And I have a room to myself. You have a big room.
Although I was waiting all morning to get in the shower.
Get
in
it. Yep. Bad issues. Okay, yeah. I feel like, guys, call in if we're boring you. So far we haven't. Yes, we haven't lost any
yeah.
listeners. That's such a feat.
Okay, should we play our song?
All right, we're gonna play some Led Zeppelin.
We're gonna play a really good song.
Yeah, are we playing the live version or the normal version?
I'm just gonna play the normal.
Normal version. The live version is live.
The live version also has like
absolutely
a really long guitar solo.
Yeah,
that just
it's
like,
very classic 70s.
Okay,
so this is "Since I've Been Loving You" by Led Zeppelin.
Wait, when? How do I play this?
It's just not. Turn it up.
that's right. I've really been the best of fools. I'd give what I could, yeah. Of course I love you, baby. How I love you, darling. How I love you, baby. My beloved little girl, little girl. Baby, since I've been loving you, yeah, I'm about to lose my worried mind. Oh, yeah. Everybody trying to tell me
I see.
Hello. We're back.
No dead air.
Smooth transition.
Woohoo! It's sunny. Not like snowing
that
anymore.
That song is so good.
Yeah, so good, man. It's like, and it gets kind of crazy at the end, but it's just like, it's just so.
Yeah, we were like, yeah. Oh, the song is 7 minutes. Like, maybe we'll like, skip the end.
No, but it's like, you can't skip the end. And it's also, I like it because I do believe that Led Zeppelin can get a little uncontrollable, but like that was like a controlled, it's like their version of a chill song, you know what I mean? It's like it was a little more controlled, and I like that, like, but still it was going hard.
The next song we're gonna play is totally different.
Yeah, you should have heard us in the studio.
Oh yeah,
we were singing on, we were singing along. We were like, "Woo!" Okay, I'm not gonna do it. okay so we're gonna play Overs.
This is Overs by Simon and Garfunkel. The song is really short, but
we're
the
180. It is so chill, but it's really good.
If this song is good for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
If you're just like in your house at Thanksgiving, like getting ready.
Yes.
Maybe you're like cold.
I honestly have to say it might be like one of my top three like favorite. I love this song.
I feel
like it's just, it's so short and very like casual, but I feel like it's just like, it, how do I explain it, like it very much like delivers like a certain vibe. It's like it's almost like you're like watching something as they sing it, you know what
so
I mean,
true.
Like you and can also, really like, feel
I just
it
love the lyrics.
Yes, the lyrics are just amazing. The voice is angelic, like Simon and Garfunkel. Man,
all right, well
okay,
hopefully you like it now that we've
Why don't we stop fooling ourselves? The game is over, over, over. No good times, no bad times. There's no times at all, just the New York Times. Sitting on the windowsill near the flowers. We might as well be apart. It hardly matters, we sleep separately. And drop a smile passing in the hall. But there's no laughs left, 'cause we laughed them all. And we laughed them all in a very short time. Time is tapping on my forehead, hanging from my mirror, rattling the teacups, and I delay. We're just a habit like saccharin, and I'm habitually feeling kind of blue. But each time I try on the thought of leaving you, I stop and think it over.
Right.
Okay.
We're back on. Hope you liked that.
Like,
oh no.
Whoops.
Oops.
Wait, am I on the air? I can't hear myself.
Yeah, we're on the air. Just there.
Oh,
we go.
We're just
now we're back on the air. Hope
Sorry.
You liked that song.
So now we're gonna play some interesting songs.
Belle and Sebastian up next, Dad.
Wait.
Like in a couple. So stay tuned, as they say.
Wait a second. Let me figure out my computer first. Right. Or your computer.
No, it's okay. So now we're going to go a little bit in a different direction,
yeah,
I
so
think.
This song we're going to play now is called Far Away.
We lost two
listeners.
Guys suck.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
It's
fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's not about the listeners. Okay. All right. So.
Okay. Yeah. So now we're going to play. Should we play the B-52s or Martha Wainwright first?
Up to you.
I feel like let's switch it up and let's do B-52s.
All right. Get ready for this.
So this is Keish Lorraine. I've never heard this song, but hopefully it's
okay,
good.
Okay. It's probably going to be really great.
Delicious.
I was about to say delicious.
The skies are charcoal gray. It's a dreary downtown day. But at the end of my 30-foot leash, my little friend, Quiche. Quiche La Poodle is her name. And having a good time on a crummy day is our game. Quiche. Quiche Lorraine.
Now I need you more. two young baby boys, and Jimmy went crazy, crazy, crazy late last fall.
Ah. Wow. Wow, what a good song.
So those were two picks from my mom. Yeah. The last one,
I really liked that.
My mom just texted me and said that we had that CD and we used to drive around listening to it.
That's so cute.
Me, her, and my brother. But I don't recognize it.
Yeah. I'm sure she...
I don't have a really good memory, though.
Okay, me either. I literally, like, forgot what I was... I'm having dementia. It's fine.
But yeah. Wow, that's crazy. I really
yeah,
like that song.
So apparently... Yeah.
Her voice is great.
She's the sister of Rufus Wainwright. Don't know who that is.
Isn't he the guy that sings Hallelujah?
Oh, wait, maybe. Yes, he is.
Yep. I mean, there's many people
75
that sing
million streams,
Hallelujah.
But yeah, it would be, of course.
Yeah, but I like her better than him.
He also sings Across the Universe, which is a song I know by Fiona Apple. Weird. Maybe it's like a different one.
Oh, well, I think there's like, yeah.
I don't know.
I love Fiona Apple.
Big, yeah. Well, I was about to say big fan. My dad knows that's a complete lie, but
you don't like Fiona Apple?
I do. I need to know more.
Okay, well, I actually don't know that much Fiona Apple.
There's a series of like 90s singers, female singers. He plays like Natalie Merchant and oh my God, there's another one. Like, I'm forgetting another one.
Respect to your dad.
Yeah, he's a big fan of those girls. Do you like the Indigo Girls?
I don't know.
Oh, we're going to play a song after this song because you will love it. I'll play it.
Does your dad like Bjork?
Dad, do you like Bjork? Text me with your answer or call in.
My mom hates Bjork.
I don't think he does because I've never heard Bjork songs from him, but I do know a couple Bjork songs. But I want to play Closer to Fine. I think you would like that after.
Okay.
It's very nice.
And then right now we're playing some Balanced Bash.
Yeah, we're going to play some Winter Wooksie, even though it's like sunny and it stopped snowing.
Or Winter Whiskey.
Yeah, Dad, did you know? And everyone else listening who knows the song, we've been saying the name all wrong these many, many years. It's not Winter Wooksie.
It's the Mandela Effect.
It is the Mandela Effect. It's Winter Whiskey. If you look
Winter
it up.
Whiskey.
This is also a CD that my dad and I played around in his little red Prius when I was like 7 or 8. And we played the song. My dad says, oh, he's texting me. My dad and I know this song very well because we once were campaigning on a very cold day for a family friend and played the song together. It was very cute. We were listening to headphones together and I really liked it. So, Winter Wooksie, and then we're going to play some Indigo Girls because I know you'll
all
like
right.
them.
Awesome. Okay. Let's see if we can do this transition.
Oh, let's try it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, best thing you ever done for me. Used to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. And I went to see the doctor of philosophy, with a poster of Rasputin and a beer down to his knee. He never did marry or see a B-grade movie. He graded my performance. He said he could sit through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my paper and I was free. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. I stopped by the bar at 3 a.m. to seek solace in a bottle or possibly a friend. Up with a headache like my head against a board, twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before. And I went in seeking clarity. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountain. Then we go to the doctor, we go to the mountains, we look to the children. Seek my source for some definitive. Closer I am to find. Closer I am to find. Closer I am to
find. Yeah. All right. We're back on.
We're back.
Hope you guys liked those songs. Turning us up.
Yeah.
Oop. Oh.
Oh. Oh, we're loud.
Are we too loud? Text us and let us know.
I think we're good.
Too
loud. I think we're good. Call in. We're not hitting the red. Yeah. Call in. We don't have much time. Maybe time for like one or two more songs, but we could talk also.
I'm so tired.
Guys, I know.
And I have a meeting at 2:10.
Ah.
With my advisor.
Dream.
Do you know what you're going to be taking next semester?
Yeah, well, I can talk about some classes because,
yes,
again,
please tell
me. I was going to call my dad.
Maybe we're going to be taking the same class.
Maybe. So I have to take, I'm really pleased because there are a ton of amazing, I'm a history major. There are a ton of amazing history classes.
There's so many good classes next semester.
Yeah, so many. Weirdly, like spring semester just has so many better classes.
I can't wait.
I know. I have like 20 something classes in my cart. I'm not kidding. Yeah. Like, I don't know
there's
to choose.
There's this ex-college class about shearing sheep.
Oh, wait, is it a natural science course? Because we should take that. Because my,
It only meets six times.
Yeah, it's such
and
a...
like two of
we
those
actually
times
get
you
to
go to the
sheep?
Farm and shear sheep?
I think we should do it because
Because what was I going to say? Because, yeah, because I was talking to my advisor yesterday and I really have to knock out one of those science credits. And I'm sure that the ones I want to do, which are like nutrition and like very easy stuff, right, are going to be sold out. They're going to be booked.
Well, what you should do is, like, in the next semester, not next year, in the fall, you should take the class that I just took.
Yeah, right.
Bio 12, biochem non-majors, the easiest class ever.
Okay, good. But I also want to take, like, she was telling me how there are two ex-college classes that count for science courses. Oh. And I'm sure shearing sheep, because that's like a natural science. Wait, guys, that would be so fun.
Dude, I do not think shearing sheep has anything to do with science.
#quirky. I don't know. I mean, it's like, we'll probably learn about the anatomy of sheep.
Well, all I know is, like, I want to make something out of my
wool. Yeah, absolutely.
Because I think you learn how to like dye it.
Oh my god, that's so cool. Like, can we please do it?
Yeah, do you want to
maybe
do it?
Well, if anything, that
I
would
feel
give
like
us
it's
an
gonna
art.
Get sold out though.
Dad texts me, he says, don't take the sheep class.
I feel like it's gonna
Dad,
be sold
don't
out
worry
though.
There are so many classes 15, you'll love.
There are only 15 places.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it will, because like, we're also like, we are on that low list when it comes to registering.
But wait, what history classes are you gonna take?
My dad texted me a pun. It's sheer ridiculousness. Hilarious. Or not. Okay, I have so many great classes. There's so many just like really good. There's a class about revolutions, which I'm very into. Ooh. Like some like Russian Revolution, French Revolution.
I like that, yeah.
I mean, I've kind of already hit the bases with that, but I have to like anarchy, stuff like that. I have to take a foundation seminar, but it's really great because it happens to be exactly what I'm interested in, France and World War II.
Really?
So I'm very excited for that. Yeah.
The Vichy regime?
Vichy regime. Yeah. There you go.
I know.
Join the class. Please do. Yeah. The professor's
really
dope.
Are you going to take an English class at all?
I don't know. I really want to. I will try to, because I always am trying to get in that American literature. And
well, I think I'm going to take a Milton class. Like Paradise Lost.
Okay.
But
I should do it. I just don't have that much room, because I have to hit like she wants me to do like science and math. So I know.
I need to do math.
I know.
I need to do math.
Do you want to take?
I don't know what I'm going to
do. Well, I think I'm going to take philosophy for my English 2 credit. If I'm going
to
take it.
Oh no, I have to do that too.
Please take it with me. Please. I don't want to take it.
But there's so many.
I already did the sussing out about like who's the best professor. Like, please.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, it's offered like they're like 20 classes.
I'll
like
take it with you.
I mean, don't. No, I understand, but
no,
it's just
I'd
like there's so many
philosophy.
Annoying requirements.
I'd rather do philosophy.
Also, like
English.
Philosophy. I was about to say the dumbest thing. Never mind. I was about to say it counts for math, but I'm thinking of logic. Guys, my mind is not working.
I know. I also know.
Also,
I like philosophy.
Yeah. No, I know. I was looking at Talwar, because I was about to pitch this to my parents, but now they're listening, so you can just hear it. But I might want to go. Which is like the French Alps program over the summer. Yeah. Okay, but they have a science course that's called Flowers in the Alps.
Oh,
isn't that so cool?
That's so cool.
And then I could just get my science credit
done.
What is
that?
Okay, so it's like a month program, or like 3 weeks
through
from
Tufts.
May. Yeah, May to June. Doesn't take up your summer at all. It's you go to Tufts like Chateau Monastery in the French Alps. Talwar is like the city. It's like a small town. And you stay with a host family and you take classes and you get like credit. Like it's nice because it's a tough program, but you don't have to know French at all, which is why I'm going, because I don't know French, or why I would like to go. Uh-huh. And you can like travel around on the weekends. My dad, like, oh my God, my dad is going to text me.
Flowers in the Alps.
My dad said, are you on drugs? Dad, I'm not on drugs. I'm just trying to get like my science credits done. Do you want me to take like fucking, oh my God, freaking, I'm like really bad, guys.
Flowers in the Alps
freaking,
sounds
yeah,
so
doesn't it?
Cool.
I can't take freaking like bio or chem. I have to take something interesting.
I know, but my bio class is actually pretty interesting. Evolution, we're talking right now about like, it's actually really sad. We're talking about like climate change and how like, we had to read this book called The Sixth Extinction.
Are we
almost out of time?
Yeah.
Almost, but let me just say this.
Yeah.
Last thought. We read this book called The Sixth Extinction.
Oh.
And it's about how like, I don't even know what it's about. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I want to hear it though.
I've read like one page of it.
Okay, but tell me, what's it about?
No, it's just about how like, well, we read this one thing about like the like Great Barrier Reef and how it's like dying, and it's just really sad.
Oh wow, that's really sad. But also very interesting. I should take it. Do you think it's maybe it's offered in the spring?
No, I don't think it's offered in the spring.
Then I will do it in the fall.
So you should.
I don't know.
The professor's also really nice.
Yeah, but
I don't know, shearing sheep could be cool.
I really want to do that. All right. We'll probably go.
Okay.
It's going to take us like two minutes to figure out how to.
Yeah, this is the hardest part of all.
Yeah.
But thank you for listening once again.
Yes.
This is Literally Anything for Now. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform.
Yeah.
Radio. I don't know why I did that. That's like definitely like the McDonald's like slogan jingle. It's fine. Oh wow, we are like,
yeah, we're really
sorry,
really loud.
We're really loud. Okay,